there's really only one way to truly judge the quality of a fact-based sports drama. Even if you know the outcome of the all-important final match, does the film still generate suspense? I walked into Battle of the Sexes fully aware of who won the titular tête-à-tête between tennis stars Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs back in 1973, and yet I found myself completely caught up in the logistics of the big game anyway. As the film opens in early 73, King is already one of the world's highest-ranking tennis players, an outspoken proponent of the women's lib movement, and married to a handsome waspy type, played by Austin Stowell, who's also one of her promoters. In fighting for equal pay with her male counterparts, she scuffles with Association of Tennis Professionals executive director Jack Kramer, played by Bill Pullman, who essentially blacklists the women players in retaliation. King is also grappling with her own sexuality, a struggle that pushes itself to the forefront when she catches the gaze of a pretty hairdresser, played by Andrea Riseborough, and starts an affair. Riggs, meanwhile, is a brash public figure, a gambler and a button pusher and an outspoken misogynist, although maybe he's just playing the part of an outspoken misogynist, who promises to, quote, put the show back in chauvinism. His private life tells another story. He's past his prime, he's out of shape, he tries to bilk money from fellow attendees at his Gamblers Anonymous meetings. His wealthier wife, played by Elizabeth Shue, is tired of his shenanigans and kicks him out of the house, so he's sleeping in a Rolls Royce that he won on a bet. The Battle of the Sexes that everyone still seems to know about was actually the second of its type. Riggs had previously challenged Australian tennis star Margaret Court, beating her handily. We see King hesitating about taking up Riggs' offer, not wanting to indulge his desperate hunger for publicity. He can think of nothing more tantalizing than the sport's most prominent feminist and chauvinist going head-to-head in a televised match. She eventually acquiesces, though, knowing full well that all she has to lose is her entire reputation. It all comes down to that big match, which was watched by some 50 million people. And that's not counting the 30,000 who filled the Houston Astrodome, apparently still the largest audience to ever attend a tennis game. Directors Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris, best known for helming Little Miss Sunshine, seamlessly blend staged and historical footage in the film's third act. And the climactic sequence is modulated quite well, playing out like a particularly contentious live sporting event on the big screen. Much of the film's appeal is due to its vibrant central performances, Emma Stone as King and Steve Carell as Riggs. They're the primary reason that the eminent climax is as involving as it is, because we understand Billie Jean and Bobby as people, and not merely as famous tennis players, the results of the big game seem far weightier. King's stakes are higher, too, because she's been plugged into the role of envoy for all women who have struggled for respect. Beating Riggs wouldn't just be an athletic achievement, it would be a statement about the importance of gender equality. The film's screenplay by Slumdog Millionaire scribe Simon Beaufoy isn't quite as deft. It sometimes plays out like a long sports biopic checklist. There's the clunky exposition, with historical figures greeting one another with their full names so we know who's who, the requisite training montage, the moment when King has second thoughts, followed, of course, by the moment Riggs has second thoughts, dialogue in which characters explicitly express their thoughts, feelings, aspirations, and intentions, even though they're already apparent to us. But Battle of the Sexes has more on its mind than merely telling a rousing underdog sports story. It's about big, complex issues that still, sadly, ring true, particularly its look at celebrities kneecapped by their sexual orientations, and of the sexism plaguing not just professional sports, but the world at large. It's hardly a probing examination of any of these things, but it does come with it the shock of recognition that the more things change, the more they stay the same. As a piece of cinematic activism, Battle of the Sexes is, indeed, occasionally stirring. As a down-the-line sports narrative, it's affable and fleet and a little bit moving. And even if you know who won, it's still worth a look. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.